Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You are listening to HHS bonus content from the Hillbilly Horror Stories Network. This bonus content is released during the week for your listening pleasure while awaiting the release of Sunday's actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episode. All bonus content will be listed as HHS Presents or HHS Midweek, while the actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episodes will have only an episode number and the title listed, for example, 187, The Kentucky Vampires. Those episodes are a longer deep dive into a particular subject. If you are new to the show and the bonuses aren't your style, get the full-length episode to try. Enjoy! Hillbilly Youngins is intended for a younger listening audience.
Hey, I'm Kristen, and Jerry and Tracy are my parents.
Hi, I'm Dakota, and Jerry and Tracy are my grandparents.
And we are... The Hillbilly Youngins.
Hey guys, it's Kristen.
And Dakota.
And this is episode 15 of Hillbilly Youngins.
Really?
I just think that's so funny. Hillbilly Youngins. How's it going today?
It's all right, actually. Not very good because earlier my stomach had hurt so bad. I don't know why.
I'm sorry. Get well soon.
Okay.
Today we are going to be talking about Myrtle's Plantation, which is actually Jerry's favorite story of all time. And
really?
I can see why. Oh, yeah. And we should go ahead and get started because we have a lot to cover. Dakota, I'm going to go ahead and let you get started on the history of the Myrtle's Plantation.
Okay. Located in St. Francisville, Louisiana... The Myrtle's Plantation is a historic home and former pre-war plantation built in 1796 by General David Bradford. So, it was built on 600 acres, which is a lot, actually.
Yeah, it really is.
It's, like, huge. And passed on to several different owners. It is said the house is built over an Indian burial ground. So, this is, like, a house. Oh, my God.
It's, like, yeah, it's a huge... it's a plantation, like a huge house. You'll see. It's got like a whole bunch of different rooms and all kinds of stuff. It's really cool looking.
Okay. In 1950, the start of strange things started to happen. The land was divided among the heirs of a previous owner named Harrison Milton Williams. Marjorie Munson bought the actual house and started to notice strange things. In 1970, it was sold to James and Francis Carmine Myers, and they turned it into a bed and breakfast. It is now owned by John and Tita Moss. I think I said that right. And they opened the house for tours and overnight guests. This home is said to be on top of an ancient Tunica Indian burial ground, and it is said to be one of the most haunted homes in America. There is supposedly 12 different ghosts, and 10 different murders occurred there.
Wow. Is that what you got, girl?
Yeah.
That is crazy. It seems like there was a lot of different activity that went on there.
I think I actually have a book that has stuff on that.
Oh, really?
But I don't remember anything.
There seems to be a lot of different things that happen in Louisiana.
Yeah,
doesn't
seriously.
It seem that way?
Yeah, also like the creation of Popeyes.
Oh, my God. Here we go again. Sorry. All right. Well, Coda, I'm going to teach you and our listeners the different paranormal aspects. And trust me, there is so much. Oh, my God. First is the legend of Chloe. She was a slave owned by Clark and Sarah Woodruff. There are different stories when it comes to Chloe. Some say that she was eavesdropping on Clark's business deals. Like, she was putting, like, her ear to the door and, like, overhearing what they were talking about. And because of that, he cut off her ear.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Chloe, being the bad
A-double-S that she is, then baked them a cake containing oleander leaves, which are, like, really, really poisonous. And she had the intention to poison Clark and Sarah. However, sadly, the two daughters of Clark and Sarah, as well as Sarah, ate the cake and died from the poison.
So the only, like, the one person she wanted to get poisoned didn't get poisoned?
Yeah.
And everybody else did?
Yeah. I know. There's kind of like another legend based off of Chloe. However, other legends say that all of this is false, that the family actually died from the yellow fever. Still, the ghost of Chloe is seen throughout the plantation.
Just a girl walking around with no ears?
Well, so Chloe always wore a green turban.
What's a turban?
Like the wrap that goes around your head.
Oh, okay.
And they see a ghost of a woman wearing a turban.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this picture that they posted, and it's of the house itself.
Yeah.
And then standing right in the corner of the house is a figure. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that it looks like it's wearing a turban.
Oh,
and
my
it's
gosh. So I'll have clear. To see that.
Yeah. And the people who were there at the time said that there was no one on the property besides the people that, you know, worked there and took the picture. So it couldn't have been any of them or the employees. So there's also a ghost of a young Native American girl that is also seen. Like you said, Dakota, it's built on top of a Indian burial ground. So it's natural, you know, naturally you're going to see a Native American, right? Well, there's a young girl that's seen. Also, during the Civil War, Union soldiers broke into the house and three soldiers were killed. Now get this, Dakota. There is a blood stain in the doorway that is the size of a human body. Ooh, and gross. Till this day, no matter what they try to do, they cannot get this stain to come off the carpet. And some say, like the janitors who try to even mop it, say that they can't even get a mop or broom into that space at all. Like something is pushing them away that won't allow them to go towards that space.
What do you mean? Like, that's weird.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Who knows? It's paranormal, you know?
Yeah.
There is a mirror in the house that is said to hold the spirits of Sarah Woodruff and her two children. Remember, those are the people that were poisoned by Chloe.
Yeah.
Well, the children were unintentional. They are seen inside of this mirror, as well as handprints left on the glass. So, have you heard that after someone dies, people don't really do this nowadays, but when someone dies, they say that you're supposed to cover up any mirror in the house. That way it doesn't trap the soul. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Well, that is what was believed. And apparently, all of the mirrors in the house were covered, yet somehow this mirror got bypassed. Uncovered. So, of course, these poor souls got trapped inside the mirror. So people have seen the apparitions of Sarah and her children inside this mirror, and they'll see different handprints all over the mirror.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's super weird.
Imagine just being, like, not alive, but also, like, being there.
God, I hope I'm not trapped anywhere. That would suck.
And you couldn't move or do anything, and you could barely talk.
Yeah, you're stuck in a mirror. All you can do is, like, check your hair all day and your makeup. I'm kidding. All right. There is also a young girl that died by a local voodoo practitioner in 1868. She appears in the room that she died in, and it is said that she practices voodoo on the people that sleep in that room. Because you got to remember, like you said, and this is just a reminder, that it's used for a tour, but people still come and stay the night in this house.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah. So whenever I was looking it up, it shows the website and it says book a room. So you can go on there and book a room for the night. I didn't check out how much it costs or whatever. I'm sure it's outrageous. It's just people who are interested in the paranormal, I'm sure, go to see if they can, you know, have any encounters. Or there's people like me who just like the history of things and find it interesting to stay in something as old as that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get a taste of history. All right, what else do we got? All right, so there was a man named William Drew Winters, and he was a murder victim. He is said to be seen walking, crawling or staggering crawling? Up the stairs.
No.
Well, this one's sad. Just wait. You can hear. They crawling up the stairs, but he stops at the 17th step.
There's 17 steps? We only have 13.
There's more than that, but I guess he stops at the 17th one, maybe. So, basically, he was out on the front porch, and someone came up and shot him in the chest.
Why? Like, seriously. Because
people were freaking crazy back then. I mean, they're crazy now, but...
You can't trust anyone, guys.
More so than now. Whenever he was shot, he went inside the house and crawled and staggered and walked up to the stairs. And when he got to the 17th step, he fell into his wife's arms and took his last breath.
Aww.
I told you, I'm so sad. Oh, my God.
He's just waiting for his wife.
He's, like, chilling on the step. I don't know.
I'll be like, hey, yo, you all good?
There have been so many pictures taken over the years of different apparitions. Orbs are seen and voices are heard. I saw another picture on the website where I guess a class was doing a field trip there. Mm-hmm. And one of the teachers and the students took a picture in front of the building. And behind them is a glass, like the window, I'm sorry. And you can see a little girl standing inside the window, clear as freaking day. You can see her face.
We need to look at that website.
Oh, girl, it's crazy. You can see her face. You can see her dress. You can see the different stripes, patterns on her dress.
I would like to go to that school.
It's crazy. So they uploaded that picture. Water fountains have been, known to turn on and off throughout the night. Lamps move across the table by themselves. There is a grand piano, and it's heard playing by itself, and it stops when someone walks into the room. It's like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to bother you there. Filmmakers making the movie called The Long Hot Summer, which I have not heard of, but now that I know that it was recorded there, I'm wanting to look up and watch.
I'm sure.
So apparently, during a scene, they moved some furniture around,
mm-hmm.
and when they came back, some kind of force had moved all of the furniture back to its original spots.
They're like, if you touch my furniture, I mean, you move my seat, you get beat.
And I'm sure there are so many other different stories that people have experienced there that I just haven't found.
Yeah.
You can look it up. Myrtle's Plantation. Awesome. And I would love to visit there.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that I would never want to see a ghost, and I really don't want to. I'm not going to lie. I really don't want to see a ghost.
I mean, but everybody wants to because, you're terrified. But it's also, adrenaline is cool.
Yeah. I don't want to see it, but at the same time, I kind of do to say that I can prove for 100% certainty that there is
something
else out there.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I don't believe, because I absolutely do.
And then all of this world would just be a lie and...
Yeah, because what if it's all made up? And we're just making this podcast sound like a bunch of crazy people.
Like hillbillies.
Yeah, Lord, don't you say that.
I'm just joking, guys.
I'm telling. We are from Kentucky.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm from, the more city part. I really don't like it.
What, Louisville?
Yeah. Because there's, old Louisville and stuff, and it's just too much for me.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. No offense to anyone that lives in Louisville. I used to live there before myself, and I just am not a fan.
I mean, they got a lot of good food.
So, there's good food everywhere. But I grew up in the country. And
they
raised tobacco and killed cows and pigs. So I just love living on a farm.
Except the killing part.
Land, and I just prefer that versus the city.
I think so. There's a lot of good parts living in the country, but the down part is you don't have a lot of good signal at all to do anything.
You don't even have a phone.
I mean, but if you had to dial 911, you could barely even get there, and it would be a long drive.
Sometimes it's a hassle, but a long drive. I remember when I was in high school, it was a 45-minute drive to school from my house. And that was the school that was in my district. 45-minute drive.
Yeah, and think of if you have, woods or something,
mm-hmm.
all the terrifying things that if monsters are real might actually be in the woods. I mean, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like half of the population of monsters, not just ghosts, but especially monsters, are like in the woods and stuff.
Well, I told you when I was your age, I used to sit out on the roof because my room was upstairs and the roof was slanted to where you can like walk out on it. Mm-hmm. And when you live in the country and there are no
gas fumes burning your eyes,
polluting the sky,
right?
You can literally see every single star in the sky. It's absolutely beautiful. And I was nuts enough to lay outside and stare into the sky and hope that I would see a UFO.
Oh my God.
Knowing what I know now, I don't think so. I am not trying to be abducted. Well, I take that back. With everything going on in the world at this moment, I would rather beam me up, Scotty, and go to another planet, because things are getting ridiculous right now.
Seriously.
Yeah. But it was really cool. I loved it. Coda, you got anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Nope.
You're good?
Yes.
Well, guys, I hope you really enjoyed our story. I really enjoyed reading about it. And look up those pictures. It's so cool. It really is. And we hope you have a great week. And tune in next Monday for episode 16. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Kids, just a quick reminder that bullying is not okay.
If you are bullying someone, you should be ashamed of yourself.
If you are being bullied, please tell your teacher, your counselor, or your parents.
Remember to check out the website, www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org.
Bye!